Well, good morning. Welcome to the announcements of the Bethel United Methodist Church. And we want to thank you for just being a part of the online service. And last week, we had the Chrismon service in the sanctuary. And the Chrismon service was online. And it's an amazing thing. And I think it's still like in the archives. And if you ever wondered about Advent and why we do some of the things that we do, and when it comes to the symbols, it's a very, very interesting thing to see the symbols, have them read and explain what they mean and different things. Because when Jesus was here on the earth, you know, they didn't have the internet. They didn't have a lot of ways of communication. And one of the ways they communicated was with symbols. You know, one of the simpler ones was drawing a fish on the ground and, you know, say, oh, yeah, they must be a Christian too. But one of the symbols on the Chrismon service, or in general, I used to see even on the paraments, you know, that they put up on the communion table, was the IHS. And I often wondered what it meant. Now, I guess I didn't want to ask anybody. Didn't want to show my ignorance. But so I just assumed it meant in his service, which sounds pretty good to me. But then I come to find out that it is the first couple letters of Jesus' name in Greek. So it's really an interesting study. So I hope and pray that you're understanding a little bit about this Advent season. We're having Advent at the church. We're lighting of the Chrismon Reef and whole bit, and hope and pray that someday you can come just to be a part of it. We were blessed last week to have Lon and Lucy come and be a part of the Chrismon service. So just come if you can. We'd love to see you again. There's something about seeing somebody in person, and even though we miss them and we know them, but just that hug, or a spiritual hug, or even a physical hug, is really, really cool. So I'm rambling, but the welcome and announcements is that we're continuing on with our services at 11 o'clock, our in-person services. And so we have a lot of things going on. You can look at some of the announcements and some of the prayer requests that are in the bulletin. And you can click on the bulletin on the online page there, and it'll take you to the current bulletin every week. And it'll have some announcements and different things in there. So, but we always celebrate birthdays, even though maybe there's not a birthday in our midst. We celebrate birthdays because there's always a birthday somewhere. So just know that we sing and we want to recognize the birthday. So if you're having a birthday, this is for you. Or if you know somebody's having a birthday, this is for them, because we know there's a birthday somewhere. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Even with the anniversaries, you know, the anniversaries are special. They don't have to be a wedding anniversary, although they're important. But any special event in your life that you recall on a yearly basis, a milestone, recognition, job anniversary, whatever, we always like to recognize them too. So we know there's an anniversary somewhere. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God loves you. Happy anniversary to you. And many more. And this particular Sunday, December the 5th, is the second Sunday of Advent, but it's also Communion Sunday. So if you can't make it to church, you can do the communion service here on the online tabs, and we just hope and pray you're having a good day. Well, God bless you. We love you. God loves you, and looking forward to seeing you soon. In Jesus' name, amen.